from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Astros went down and swept the Red Sox and had a big, big weekend. And we haven't talked to you since, the Olympics ended. So it's a lot to get to, a lot happening in the sports world. But the first thing we got to get to, Cal McNair is continuing, huh? Cal McNair had himself a night. Go ahead, Cal. Go ahead with you. Cal McNair here shotgunning beers. And I think to me the most impressive part is that he has somehow conned Hannon McNair into believing that that was the first time he has ever shotgunned a beer. That man was at the University of Texas. Hannah, come on now. That was not his first time.
Does this count as us being on your show?
Cal McNair has been on somebody's lake shotgunning a beer before. Like, I mean, let's be honest. Like, you know, from what I hear, Cal didn't come into his money like real early. It wasn't Silver Spoon. They got rich when he got a little older. So Cal McNair has been somewhere shotgunning a Keystone Light somewhere. I just won't believe it. But Cal McNair, we talked about the distance between the organization and the fan base. That thing gets closer by the day, and Cal McNair continues shotgunning beers on the stage with Luke Combs.
Yeah, look, if you want to appeal and relate to blue collar Texas, blue collar H-Town, shotgunning a beer on stage with one of the hottest country music stars in the game.
I didn't see it coming.
And then punting that joker into the crowd like you've been there before. Once again, Hannah, I mean, Cal must be a hell of a first timer.
Come on, man.
I mean, if he pulled that off, I don't know that I could have pulled. I think I'm a pretty cool old boy. I don't know if I could have pulled that off, Cal. Hell yeah, Cal shotgun beer before. Hey, Cal's done a keg stand before.
Hell. Are you crazy? Hell yeah.
Hey, two hands, put my feet up, boys. No, I'm gonna knock this one back. I got 30 Cal seconds.
T-Mill, that's the NFL for you.
Look here, man. If you like the Texans, if you like cold beer, and you like country music, damn it, you like Cal McNair. That was absolutely beautiful. Well done, my man. Well done, and he is hot, boys.
I'm not talking about he
is hot. The team's
That's
winning.
That's the first time he shotgun a beer.
Oh, that was beautiful. When I saw that, I thought, oh, that gosh, dang, Cal.
And Cal said, yep, it sure is.
Oh, man. Look, my personal interactions with Cal McNair, I've always liked the guy. I've always thought more of the guy than what a lot of folks were saying when when there were some real struggles, some real dysfunction in this organization. We all know it got ugly.
When he was feeling his way?
Yeah, yeah. I like to reserve my opinion for my personal interaction. I was always one that thought a little more highly than most folks. And personally, I like the guy. Damn it, Cal. I'd be lying to you, man. I'd be lying to you if I didn't come on these airwaves and tell you that my love for Cal McNair skyrocketed right there. Kidding me? Are you, Tyler? Are you kidding? You two don't even like country music. Are you kidding me?
I like country
Tyler
music.
My man is on stage with Luke Combs.
I got a lot of Luke
shotgun
Combs.
Shotgunning a beer and kicking the sunbuck into the crowd.
I didn't see the punt initially.
Oh,
that was risky.
That was risky. At that point, I believe he's a little drunk.
He's got to be.
I'm going out the limb. Like, you know, listen, I might be off. I'm sure one of y'all going to get a text because I refuse to allow them to have my phone number. But one of y'all may get a text. But, I mean, Cal hit that bad boy and something took over because he got that leg up there and went ahead with Tommy Townsend right into that damn crowd.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
Feel like my man said, that kind of got away from me, didn't it, Hannah?
No, it didn't, Cal. I mean, that is absolutely
that person who took that can, we'll call it Coors, whoever took that can, they probably took it in the face nicely.
Ain't no doubt.
Pause. Sorry.
Hey, they had the team coming out there throwing. The team came out, not the whole team, but a bump. They look like it's about 12, 15 guys out there, and they're throwing beers to the crowd. They're tossing beers to the crowd. Either CJ handed his off to somebody early on, or he said, no, I'm not taking the risk of hitting somebody in the nose with this and them suing me. I don't believe I'm going to take that risk. But what a way, Cal McNair's ratings right now have to be higher than they've ever been.
His cube rating is up there.
They have to be higher than they've ever been. And I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest with you. Winning 10 games is big. Winning a playoff game is big. Drafting C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson is big. None bigger than shotgunning a beer on stage with Luke Combs and kicking that joint into the stand.
That wouldn't have been on my bingo card.
Oh, that is beautiful. Can I get a poster? You know that guy that's doing the y'all seen that guy that's doing the Olympic pictures? And it's like stacking moments on top of moments, you know, where the end picture is like,
yeah,
you know what I'm talking, Like he did some with one of the gymnasts. Which gymnast was it? I don't think it was Simone, but anyway, he probably done it with all of them. But it's just like every snapshots, every millisecond of a certain move that they're doing. I need one of those at Cal, man. I mean, from shotgun, from the mouth to the boot. That's big, man.
Yeah, that was big. You brought up somebody else, and I know I probably catch hell for this. That's fine. I thought Cal A+. I mean, that was it, and it seemed like it was unplanned. Now Cal came up with that story that Figgy hunted down hard and said that, you know, he the players are in season, so I'll take it for him. I think Cal just wanted a drink. Be honest with you, but that's a nice explanation. Cal came out $1 million. I hated every second of CJ Stroud up there in that damn cowboy hat.
Okay, I talked to Hannah about this out of practice yesterday, and I brought your name up.
I hated every bit of it.
Why?
He looked ridiculous.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Tyler, he did. And you know he did.
He was embracing the culture.
I know it. But be yourself. Be yourself.
This is hilarious because we didn't talk about this. And the first thing I talked to Hannah about, she said, "You see CJ's outfit?" I said, "Yeah, I saw it on Twitter." She said, "I loved it so much." I said, "I've been trying to get Ron, the show Hughley, to embrace that kind of look for one night at the Houston Rodeo, and he won't do it."
And right there is the exact reason why. Now, I know people here on YouTube and Twitch and on the text line are about to unload on me. That's fine. That's exactly why. He looked like he. What was that show? Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears and stuff was on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Mickey Mouse Club. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, "What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition?" You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What the hell he look like? Look like that.
I mean,
that
he wasn't wearing all denim.
Yeah, that hat, that damn hat. Looked like a little kid. Had that hat, had it slid up.
He did. Kind of look,
I mean,
he looked a little bit like he's a kid.
It's the first time, I swear, everything about him has been genuine and just real. That was the first time he looked like a politician just trying to. He looked like you know, when politicians go to Iowa and they're gonna hold the corn and stuff.
You're being too hard on him.
No, I'm not. There are people out there, some will hold it to themselves, and some of them may not be listening. But there are people out there that thought, man, take that damn hat off. What are you doing, man?
He looked good.
No, he didn't. He didn't. You look silly. Did Luke have a hat on?
No, Luke had the H. He had one of the H. He didn't wear a cowboy.
Yeah, someone said he looked like a cowboy on Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse. He did.
He's a cowboy. I'm with Ron on this one.
That was exactly why I won't wear it.
Let me be completely transparent. I wouldn't let your ass walk out the house looking like that. What I've been trying to encourage you to do has nothing to do with that right there. Like, if he's gonna do it, he's gotta go and get everything done right. Like, you can't just prop a hat up on your head that's too small.
It was just kind of sitting up there.
And just wear it any way that you want to wear it. Like, if you're gonna embrace the culture, there's a certain way you got to go about this thing.
You can't just throw whatever
jeans you wear with your J's on with your damn boots. Like, that can't happen. And here's the thing. To me, Ron, CJ looked like Nicholas came to you and Courtney and said, "Hey, Daddy, Ma. I want to be a cowboy. I want to be a cowboy for Halloween. Cute little boy, just throw whatever hat you got on there. We ain't gonna spend $400 or $500 on a hat. We just gonna throw a little $20 hat on his head, whether it fits him or not, and put some holsters on his hips and a little pearl snap and go with it.
He almost destroyed the moment with Cal for me. I couldn't stop looking at him.
I'm not kidding.
See Sally. He looked cute as hell. Okay,
that's what Anna said.
Ron, you are super jealous. I bet his homeboys in L.A. was looking. Man, come on, dog. All right, man. Hey, man, you was walking with Amber to the car. Oh yeah, I got that Amber Rose, man. You was walking with her car now, man. You look like somebody off of Hey Dude. Like, what we doing? You can call me jealous or whatever. I just call it as I see it, man. My bad. Ron's always a jerk. I completely agree with Ron. He doesn't have to force it. Be yourself. That's all I'm saying. Like, you ain't got to embrace every part of it. Like, that just wasn't it. And I'm not jealous of CJ Stroud. I'm really not. I looked up there. It's, folks, you look up there, man. Come on, man. Like, I think me and Clint are in a little different spot. I think Clint is like, if you're going to put this damn hat on, put it on correctly. Let's go and really get it so you got the real look. Like, we could, it's a bad look. You could have spotted him. You could have just placed him in the crowd somewhere and spotted. That's a dude faking it. Like, I bet you it was thousands of cowboy hats in there. You could put them right in the crowd, like, oh, that's a dude that just threw that on. Just trying to fit in. Come on, man.
Here's the deal is like you just money's not a problem, man. You just gotta do it right. That's
yeah, you I can't mean,
Slim,
like
th- Slim Thug and them boys do it at rodeo time, right.
But it looks like it's not the first. It looks like Slim Thug has a part in his upbringing that was his look. That was something that he wore.
Well, the thing is, Slim's got a hat company that's local here, a cowboy hat company, a store that sells a bunch of cowboy hats. He goes over there, gets fitted. I mean, make sure it's right and wears it whenever the timing's right. Like the costume approach of let me see what I can throw on, that's a bad idea. Yeah. That ain't never good. It don't matter what it is. That is a bad idea.
Because he does, like, his hair's too long for it. You know, I mean, like, it was just going to sit up there and just, like, man, you just, hey, go to the concert. Go kick it. Luke Combs can go. Do your deal. Like, that's like if Tyler, if I invited you to the church that I grew up in, I don't need you to come dressed like a black deacon.
Could I though?
Hey, I need you. I
just
that come,
would be great.
Just
if
roll,
did.
Hey, dog. I don't need you to wear an oversized suit. I don't need you to go to Men of Fashion and go get you some Gators, some Stacey Adams. I need you just going in there and be yourself.
I bet I can rock it though.
Right? Like, right? Like, you know how silly? Like right now, you're laughing. Like, you people, oh, you hate. If Tyler went into it, any of y'all went to a black church right now, and Tyler came in there and he showed up and met me in the parking lot dressed like my Uncle Albert Jr.
Damn,
like
Tyler.
We'd had, like, come on, man. Just wear your outfit. Just wear your clothes, Tyler. That's all I'm saying, man. I'm gonna say it. Whether you have an issue. All right, I want to move here because the people here, you're listening as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.